Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom, welcome back. Today's Daf is Psachim Kuf Yud. We are four lines from the top of the Amid. And resuming our discussion regarding Zugai's peers, as we discussed yesterday, the name of the Marsha. The concept of Zugai's can be explained as follows. He explains like this: everybody knows that Hashem created our world in a manner of symmetry, of duality. It appears, at least, as though there are opposing forces. Kedusha on one side, Tuma on the other, light and dark, day and night, Yisrael and Amim, etc. Eitz HaTov and Eitz HaHara, of course. The point is to give us that opportunity to be Boicher B'Tov, to choose to be exclusively in Hashem's care and not to submit to the other forces, the other powers, and other desires. So that's the concept of Zugais, peers, equal numbers. He says that on the second day of Bria Sa'ilam, we don't find a mentioning of the phrase Ki Toiv, and he says because Gehenna was introduced on that day. The second day of Bria Sa'ilam, number two, an even number, that denotes the concept of symmetry, of duality, of opposing forces in this world. And that's why Gehenna was created on that very day. And the point in the Gemara is we're trying to avoid any association with this concept of duality, of symmetry, of equal numbers, 2, 4, 6, 8. And he explains that the most potent Zug is 2, because that's the source number of duality. 4, 6, 8 have the element of double in it, but it's somewhat diminished, somewhat weakened, as we're going to see in the Gemara. 2 is more potent than 4, than 6, than 8. And, of course, 10, which according to some, Zugais doesn't apply to number 10, as we're going to see in the Gemara. Now, Bizman HaZeh, the Rishonim, and most notably Tosfos in Maseches Yoma Ayin Zayin Amud Beis, explained that this concept of Zugais is not something we're concerned with. The Ruach Yisroel have weakened and don't really apply themselves the way they used to in the ancient times, when the Kayach of Kedusha was also very strong. So as the generations got weaker in their Ruchnias, in their spirituality, likewise the Kayach of Le'umas Zeh, the opposing forces in nature, also got weakened. And that's why we're not concerned with many of these issues Bizman HaZeh. However, even in the times of the Gemara, even in the times of the early Achrayim, we find that there was a concern, as we're going to see in the Gemara coming up. But even then, as the Doiris proceeded, the Kayach of Tumah, of Shedem and Ruchais, and all these evil spirits, they got weakened and diminished and had less of an effect. We're also going to learn Al Gemara that the more a person chooses to ignore these powers, the less credence he gives them, the less susceptible he is to their effect. And the pshat is very simple. The point of creating these things, the point why Hashem presented these concepts into the world, is just to give us that illusion that nisayon to do exactly this, to avoid them, and to give them less and less credibility. No, Hashem Echad, Hashem is the only source of power. Hashem is the omnipresence, the omnipowerful. And the more, this is the Rishayim speak about it, the Ramban, Chumash, the more a person connects and is devoted to Hashem Echad, he merits a greater level of protection, and he leaves the realm of these koiches and is out of their reach, and is exclusively under the jurisdiction, control, and hashkocha of Hashem Yisborach, and is less affected, or even completely unaffected, by all these keichais of shedim, and mazikim, etc. It says the more four lines from the top ton of Rabbanon, shoysukiflaim. One has a double drink, one glass, and another glass, which is zugais, it's an even number of drinks. Domai bereishai, this is a term denoting responsibility for the consequences is upon him. He is responsible for anything that happens if he's harmed on account of drinking double. It's his fault. He should have been careful. Amar v'yidu emasai, when is it zuga is a concern? Bizman shelo yirah pnei hashuk, if between the first and second drink, he hadn't gone outside. Yirah pnei hashuk means he took a look at the street, meaning he remained indoors. This way, first and second drink are combined with each other. They're considered having been drunk in one sitting, and they combine to create that duality. But if in between he went out for a walk, that's okay because there was a hafsek between the first and second glass. And the point is, if you don't combine them, they're not mitzdarif, and we don't have an equal number. I actually noticed, I observed of Chanani Bar Bivi that kol kosa, after every glass, have a gnofik v'chazi apishuki, you go out to take a look at the street, meaning he would leave his home to create that hefsek and come right back and resume drinking. You meant to know that this whole concept, this whole concern with peers, is only if after eating or drinking he's going to go l'derech. He's going to go set out on a journey. And we know that Bederech is a makam sakana. We know from the fact that we say it's filas haderech. When we go on a trip, we know that Yaakov Avinu is concerned about sending Binyamin down to Mitzrayim, Pen Yikra and Asayin. Rashi, the Gemara explained, because Asatim Nekatrik Bishas HaSakana. On a trip, on a derech, is a makam sakana. You know, the Shedim Mazikim were generally banished from the Makam Yishuv and are primarily found in the out in the uninhabited areas. So out Baderech, that's where you encounter these evil forces, and therefore the whole concept and concern of Zugais is only if he is planning on going out Laderech. Aval Bevesalei, but if he's still at home, he doesn't plan on setting out, then there's no concern. Omer Ebzeiro Velishan, what about taking a nap? Kelotis Laderech Dami, that is equated with taking a trip. He's leaving the realm of this world. The Gemara Bracha says sleeping is the 60th of Misa. It's considered setting out on a journey. In fact, I once saw this Fasemis. He says the Gemara in Zvachim speaks about Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. So the Kohen is meant to wash his hands and feet. And the Gemara wants to know, we say that if he was Yoytze, if he left the Beis HaMikdash, he has to rewash. What about taking a nap? And these Fasemis, if I remember correctly, connects this Gemara, we see that taking a nap, sleeping, is considered like leaving the area. So that's why perhaps the Kohen has to rewash his hands. It's as if he left the Beis HaMikdash when he took a nap. In any case, when it comes to Zugais, yeah, Shena is considered like a trip. Amra Papa, V'lotzeis l'beis hakisei, k'lotzeis l'derech dami. Likewise, visiting the lavatory is considered as if he went out l'derech. And the point again is that the Mazikim congregated these unclean areas, such as the Beis HaKisoi. Visiting this area, even if it's in town, has the same status as a derech. Ubeveisoi loy? Says more, is that so? Then in one's home, there's no concern, no danger of Mazikim, of Shedim, Bahrava, Manik Shuri. When Rava would drink, he would have a glass and then take a look at the beams up on the ceiling to keep track. Okay, this was number one. This is going to be number two, number three, to make sure that he ends up with an odd number, even if this was in his home. And likewise, by Abaye we find a concern, even in the home. So when he would drink one kais, man kitle imei tre kasi. Imei, the Rashbam explains, of course, is not his mother. We know that Abaye was a yosaim when his mother was expecting him. His father passed away, and after childbirth, his mother passed away. He was raised by a caretaker, foster mother, so to speak. So Ime is his caretaker, who took great care of him. Like a good Jewish mother, she would hold two kaises, one in each hand. So when he had one drink, man kitle Ime tre kasi vitre yodea, his mother, his Ime, would hold on to two kaises, one in each hand, just to make sure that he never gets to an even number. Here he's drinking one, I'm going to hold two, to make sure that it ends up being three. For Nachman Bar Yitzchak, likewise, when I came to Nachman Bar Yitzchak, he had a shasi trei kasi. If he had two kaisis, mantiyat leishami chad kasa. His servant would hold on to another kais to make sure that it ends up being three. Chad kasa, if he only drank one, man ketle tre kasi betreyade. Then his shamus would hold on to two kaises, one in each hand, to ensure that he ends up drinking an odd number of kaises. What do we see? Even in the privacy of their homes, there was a concern of zugais. Says the Gemara, Adam Chashav Shani. It's a big difference. We're speaking about a prominent person. As Rashbam explains, the Masri Shadim Nav Shayul Azuki. You know, the Shadim have a lot to gain from attacking, from harming a Adam Chashav, such as a Talmud Chacham. They could live off his spiritual powers by attacking him. So they're more attracted, more threatened by him. And therefore, he must take extra care. So even though an ordinary person doesn't have to be concerned about this in his home, Adam Chashav does, such as we see with Rava, Abaye, and Rav Nachum by Yitzchak. We find, similarly, the Gemara elsewhere tells us that a Talmud Chacham shouldn't go out at night himself for fear of being attacked by Mazikim. Adam Chashav has a different status. Amar Ula Asura Koyseis, Ein Behem Mishum Zugais. When it comes to number 10, such as 10 drinks, 10 Koyseis, there will be no concern of Zugais, as the Marsha explains. Because think of it, 10 isn't really an equal number. It's a new entity. 10 is a unit of 10. It's not a pair. It's a single number called 10. Also says the Marsha, Asiri Kodesh, we know from Masa Behema, number 10 corresponds to the entity of Kedusha, and the Mazikim have no effect on number 10. Ulo Latamei Ulo is following in line with his Shita Damar Ulo V'Amrilo Masnisa Tana. Some say it was Ulo, some say we learned it in the Braisa. Asara Kaises, Tiknu Chacham Besa Avil. In a mourner's home, Chacham will Masakin to drink 10 Kaises of wine. That was a Takana discussed in Masachs Ksuvais. To lighten up the mood, now if 10 creates a concern of zugos, how and why would Chachamim establish a takana which could generate danger and sakana? Apparently 10 is out of the reach of mazikim. There's no concern of zugos, so 10 not avotimanya. Yeshba mishum zugais, but the number 8 contains a concern of zugais, and I'm meant to have 8 drinks. That's according to this version of the Gemara, according to Ula. Rav Chizda, now, actually, the Rashbam says that Ula, when he cancels 10, of course it means 10, and anything beyond 10 is out of the reach of the Shadim of the Ruchais, and poses no concern of zugais. But as the Gemara says, 8 will still have a concern of Chizda. The Rabbah Bar Rav Huna Damar Tamei, they both held that even 8 poses no concern. Shalim is the last word in the third pasuk of Birchas Kehanim, and it's actually number 7 in that pasuk, 7th word. Yisa Hashem Panav Eilecha V'yasem Lecha Shalim. It's number 7, and they say it like this. Being that number 7 is associated with shalom, which is something positive, l'toiva mitztaref, l'roa lo mitztaref, it could only combine to do good and not to do bad. Meaning, as the Rashbam explains, suppose he had 8 drinks. The fact that he had number 7 in there, 7 can only do good. And it is not mitztaref l'roa to generate number 8. It's as though number 7 is non-existent. We delete it from the cheshbon. Although you had 8, it is counted as 7. It is not mitztaref l'ra, but it is mitztaref l'toiva. It is combined for good. Meaning, suppose he had 6 drinks, and then a 7th, we say, well, yeah, it's considered an odd number, an uneven number, because shalom is mitztaref, combines to do good. What do we see? That 8 is never a concern because number 7 cannot generate a concern. Aval shita yeshva mishum zugis, but even according to Rav Chizda and Rabbah Bar Rav Huna, if he had 6 drinks, there was a concern of a zugis. However, Rabbah, Rav Yosef, Damit Havayu, they both maintain, no, even when it comes to 6, there's no concern of zugis. And we're going to see soon in the Rashbam, he explains that as the Doirois progressed, the power of the Mazikim, and consequently the power of Zugais, diminished and weakened. And that's why as the Amoraim, who represent later and later generations, as they progressed, they maintained that the Zugais is less and less of a concern. So Ula disregarded Zugais by number 10, Rav Chizda and Rabbi Rav Huna with number 8, and Rabba Rav Yosef discounted Zugais for number 6, Rabbi Rav Yosef Amitai Bayu, Vichuneka, which is the fifth word in the second bracha Brichas Kehanim. They held Vichuneka L'toivim Etztarif. It could only combine to do good. Suppose he had 4 cups. If he has a fifth one, he's out of the reach of the Mazikim. He's beyond duality. It's as though he drank 5. But L'rola Etztarif, suppose he drank 6, there's no concern because the fifth, which is associated with something good, Yichuneka, to find favor in Hashem's eyes, that can only do good and not bad. And even if he had 6, we discount number 5, it cannot create a Zugais concern. Aval, but even according to them, Arbo, Yesh, Mishim, Zugais, 4 poses a concern of Zugais. However, Abai, Verov, Adam, Tavayu, they went a step further. Vishmerecha, which is number 3, the third word in the first Pasuk of Brichas Kehanim, since it's associated with something positive, Hashem's Shmira, Hashem's care, L'toivo Mitztarif L'raim Lo Mitztarif, it can only combine for good and not for bad. And according to Abai Verava, if he had 4 cups of wine, there's no concern because number 3, which represents Yishmerecha, cannot generate a concern. So if he had 2 and he added a 3rd one, that's okay. He's out of Zugais, he drank 3. It's the Torah Mitztarif. But if he went up to 4, then we deem it to be merely 3 because we delete the 3rd from the list. Now, interesting, the Rashbam asks, if that's the case, why was Rava concerned with the 4 kaisis shel yayin? We asked yesterday, how could we have the takana 4 koisos, 4 is zugais, and Rava had to have an answer, and he said, the koisos bracha, it's not mitzvah. Here we see that Rava himself held 4 doesn't pose a concern, so he says that, true, there's no concern about ruchais, you know, the shadim that come on account of the zugais, but kishuv, sorcery, still exists, even when it comes to 4. It appears that Kishav is even more powerful than Ruchais and Shaden, perhaps because it's man-made. So it's farther reaching than Shaden Mazikim, and therefore the Gemara concerned with number 4. Let's take a look at the Rashbam here. If we drop down to the wide lines in the Rashbam, it's going to be the 4th line. It says the Rashbam, Asura Koisos Ein Ba Mishum Zugas. This is Ula, of course. 10 does not pose a concern. Because Shkain Tvein, certainly past 10. Asura Koisis Tikkun Beis HaOvel B'Perakam B'Duksuv V'Parash Taima. Why they were masakin to drink 10 glasses of wine in the Beis HaOvel. And the Gemara tells us that number 7 doesn't pose a concern. Meaning, when we have 8, this is according to Rav Chizda, Rabba Rav Huna, 8 is not a problem because Shalom, which is number 7, cannot bring harm. Teva Shviyasi is the 7th word, Tichsivis Hashem v'goymer, and ends with the word Shalom. L'tzoyva mitztarev, im shosa shisha, v'shosa shvi mitztarev. He had 6, and he added a 7th, and it's mitztarev l'vatel azugas, avaloy l'roa, shem yishte kai shmini, achrov. Suppose he adds an 8th, ein shmini mitztarev, ala shvi l'hazik, the 8th will not combine with number 7, to cause harm. Usvarahu, Rashbam says it's a svaro kivan shebirchon b'sholim, shuteva shvius, ein shum hezek b'olam. Since Hashem and the Kohanim will varach Klal Yisrael with the word shalom in that seventh word, apparently 7 associates with shalom and cannot create hezek. Rav Yosef took it a step further. They said that even 6 poses no concern. Explains the Rashbam. K'moisha hayu adoyris zu achar zu. As the generations proceeded, hayu makilim bezugois, v'hoichan apoichsin, they were more and more lenient when it comes to the concept of zugois, as we explained, because as the ruchnias in Klal Yisrael weakened, we have no nevuah, etc., etc., the koyach of tumah as well weakened, has to be even playing field, and we are less and less concerned about these forces. Continues the Gemara, we concluded with Rava, Abaye v'Rava, we're not concerned regarding number four. Va'oz do Rava l'tamei. And Rava was consistent with his, in line with his Shita, as we see that Rava himself, in practice, was not concerned about number four. The Rava afkinu l'rabbonan ba'arbo koises. Rava would sometimes give his guests, his Rabbonan, to drink, and he would let them go. He would send them away after four koises. Apparently, he was not concerned with the number four. Now, afagav de'itzag Rava bar Livoy. Although it so happens that Rava bar Livoy one time was harmed. L'chosh l'milsa, Rava was not concerned to change his practice. The Amar, he says, well, Rava bar Livoy merited a special, he deserved, he had a special einish, punishment coming to him, and that's why he was susceptible, but generally speaking, there's no concern. Why was Rava bar Livoy deserving of a punishment? The Amar, Hahu Mishum de Oisfan beperkava. Rava maintained that Rava bar Livoy was punished because his minig was, he would challenge Rava, publicly challenge Rava during his drasha, during his shir, in public, which was something inappropriate, and Rava attributed the hezek that was experienced by Rava bar Livoy to this inappropriate behavior. But generally speaking, there's no concern with number four, and therefore he didn't hesitate to send away the Talmidim after having drunk four glasses. Omar Rav Yosef, I have some inside information from the Shadim. Omar Li Yosef Shida. Yosef the Shade let me in on this private info. Ash Medoy, we find in the other Gemara, in Gemara Ervin, a reference to Yosef the Shade, who would sometimes surface in the Beis HaMedrash and engage the Chachamim in conversation. Omar Li Yosef Shida. Yosef the Shade let me in on this information. Ash Medoy. Malka the Shedi, we know from the Gemara Gittin, the whole story with Ashmedai. Ashmedai was the king of the Shedim. Mimunahu akulhu zugi. He's actually in charge. He's the administrator of all this. This whole concept of duality, of pairs, of equal numbers. That's his specialty. It's his domain. And therefore, Yosef Shida told me, no, there's no worry. A king won't engage in harming. He's not called a mazik. It's petty stuff for him. He doesn't engage in being mazik people for doing zugais. Therefore, according to Yosef Shida, there's no real concern about zugais. However, the Rashbam says, you know, despite the fact that it's uncommon, but sometimes it can happen that a person will encounter hezek, and if one wants to be machmer, he can choose to be machmer, but it's not a true real concern. Ikud amri lo lahagisa is actually another version of this discussion between Rav Yosef and Yosef Shida. Adrab, just the opposite. Malka Rosachno, being that Ashmedai, the king of the Shedim, he's in charge of the zugais, he's a mad king, my deboy of it, and therefore he can do whatever he wants. Shamelach poiritz geder. Lassus le derech ve'moichim biyodu. We know that halachically, a king has the option of breaking open through walls to travel. Lassus le derech ve'moichim biyodu. And nobody may object. Since Ashmedai, the king, he is personally in charge of zugois, it's really something to be careful about. Omar Papa, Omar Li Yosef Shida. We have further information from Yosef Shida who told me as follows. Betray Katlina. This is in line with the Marsha, that two is the most potent of all, because that's the source number of zugas. And therefore he told us like this. When one engages in number two, katlinan, we kill him. Barbola katlinan, but four is not so terrible, we don't actually kill him. Barbo maskinan. We bring harm. So the consequences aren't so severe. By four as by two. Another distinction, betray when it comes to two, bein b'shogi bein b'mezid, whether it was by mistake, on purpose, he's held liable. Barbo, when it comes to four, we're not so makbid. B'mezid, if it's on purpose, yeah, then he will experience the consequence. B'shogi gloy, but not b'shogi, we forgive him. V'ishtili v'ikri v'nafik maita kanti. Says the Gemara, what should a person do if he forgot? He had a double drink and he forgot that he was holding at Zugois, v'ishtili, suppose he forgets, v'ikri v'nafik, and so happens that he left home and he realized, oops, I had two drinks. Maita kanti, is there anything to do, any remedy that can be done on the spot to protect him from harm? Says Gemara, actually there is. We explained earlier that the concept of Zugois is based on the fact that Hashem empowered the power of l'umah zeh, this power of symmetry, which is actually an asymmetry. It's not really equal forces, of course, but it appears to us, at least, we have the illusion and the appearance of two equal forces in the world. And as much as a person connects to the source of all power, which is Hashem, those koiches have less and less effect on him. So that's going to be the concept of the upcoming remedy as explained in the Sefer Ein Elio. Maita kante, what's the takon? Lin koit, zakfa di yadi dimina, should take the right thumb, bi yada di smali, and insert it into his left hand, vizakfa di smali, and his left thumb, bi yada dimina, into his right hand. By doing so, he connects both hands. And the hands, the right and left, represent the two powers in the world. The power of symmetry. Zelu mazeh, right represents chesed, left represents gvura. Toiv and ra, yimin and smol. By connecting the hands, what he's doing is, he's attributing all powers in the world to the one and only power, the source of all life and existence, which is Hashem. By doing so, he merits extra protection. And he's now beyond the reach of the Shadim, the Mazikim, and the Ruchais Rois. So in this position, he will say as follows. V'nei Mihochi, he'll proceed with the following proclamation. Atun va'ana klasi. You two and me equal three. He's trying to nullify the power of Zugais by turning it into an odd number. So it's a chant. V'yishmile de'amar. But if he hears a voice, whether it's a man's voice, a woman's voice, saying, "Vishmili de Amar atun v'ano harba," responding by saying, "No, you and me are four," getting it back to the equal number domain. Namalei, he should respond to that voice and say, "No, atun v'ano chamisha," you and I equal five. Vishmili, if he should hear a voice responding, "De Amar atun v'ano hashita," you and I are six. Namalei, he should respond by saying, "No, atun v'ano hashiva." We're seven, and go on and on until the shade runs out of patience. Havu'ud, in fact, it was a story that they went up and up and up until past 100. Ad mei avachad, until 101, upakashida. At that point, the shade burst. Explains the Marsha, explains the Ben Yoyada. 101 is beyond the Teva. In fact, the Malach Michoel is Bigamatria. Michal is 101. That denotes the oneness of Hashem, which is beyond the reach of these evil forces. So once he gets to 101, he's safe. Amar Amemar. Amra li rishtinu, rishtinhi, denosham kashfaniyos. Now we're going to go on to the concept of sorcery of Kishuv, which apparently was something that women primarily would engage with. Rishtini denosham kashfaniyos, she was the caretaker, the administrator, the head of the Noshim Kashfanias. And she was privy to the following information, which she let me in on. And she told me like this. Haiman de Pagabu b'Noshim Kashfanias. If one encounters a group of these women, and he wants to save himself, Neimach, he should say as follows. Recite the following nusach, which will weaken their power. Chari chamimi. Chari is human waste. Chamimi, warm, hot. Bidikula bazia. Bidikula is a basket. Bazia, a torn basket. So hot human waste in a torn basket. Lipu maichi. To your mouths. Nashi decharshaya. These women. Mechashvois. Kerach kirchaichi. They would use hair to perform that kishav. Kerach. The your hair should be kerach, should bald, it should lose the hair that you use for your profession. Parach, parchaichi had your crumbs, which they would use for their, as one of their tools to do their kishav. Parach, parchaichi, your crumbs should disperse and fly away. Ivdur tavlonaichi, your seasonings, your tavlon should, ivdur should disperse and fly away. Parcha zika, because the wind should blow away, lemurika chadata dinekisu, should blow away the murika, some type of spice, saffron. Murika chadata, this new spice, dinekisu that you have in your hands. In any case, this is some type of chant which weakens their power. And he continues, Noshim kashfonius. He addresses them directly. Noshim kashfonius. Adechanani. As long as I had grace on myself, and I earned Hashem's grace, min Hashemayim, and protected myself, and was protected from heaven, from falling, from encountering you, Chevra, v'chananchi, and you also had grace on me, meaning I was not amongst you, I didn't meet you. Up until that point, I was safe. Le'asisi le'goi, I hadn't come into your area. I hadn't encountered you. Hashtadah sisi l'goy, but now that I've met you and I've somewhat been submitted to your power, kar chanani, kar means cool. Chanani, my grace has cooled off, meaning I wasn't careful enough, I didn't have enough rachmanas on myself, and my grace has cooled off, I haven't taken enough care to protect myself from you, v'chananchi, and your grace as well has cooled off. And here I am in your control. By doing so, he somehow lessens their power. He arouses their rachmanis and presents himself as a non-threatening entity. And this somehow protects him from their influence. Let's go back to Zugot. Says the Gemara, "B'marava and Eretz Yisrael lo kapti azugi." They were not concerned with the concept of zugos. So we see it's subjective. Rav Dimi Mar Ardo Kapit, he went to the other extreme. He was makpid afilu al rushma de chavisa, even regarding a mark on the barrel. Rashbam says that when they would sell wine, they would have markings, a gallon, 2 gallons. He would make sure that it would never end up just with 2 marks, rather with an odd numbers. He was very makpid on the concept of zugos. Hava uvda, in fact, it was a story, upoka chavisa, that the barrel burst. And it appears that it was as a result of his attitude, the fact that he was so careful and he sort of submitted to this concept, that in itself empowered them, and it had such a strong effect that the barrel burst. Due to the fact that it was a double mark. Klodimos. In fact, we have a general rule when it comes to this concept. Called the kapit. One who is overly careful, overly conscientious with the concept of zugos, by doing so, he really lends them a lot of credibility. Kapti bade, I should say credence. He gives them credence. Kapti bade, that generates a corresponding effect that they have a strong effect on him. They're makbid with him. Udlo kapit, however, a person who chooses to more or less ignore their influence, he doesn't really submit to their powers. He's one of Hashem's. He connects to the source of power. Doesn't give them credence. Loi kapti ba'day, this fellow is really less susceptible to their influence. Umi ul mechash mibay. Although a person can choose not to be makbid, but somewhat of a concern, a chashash still exists, because otherwise, why do we need the whole sugi here, describing the details of zugis? Apparently, it is a true phenomena, and a person should somewhat be chayshish about zugis. Ki asar Rav Dimi amar. He said as follows: shtei beitzim, eating two eggs, shtei egoizim, two nuts, walnuts, shtei gishun, two squashes, v'davar achar. And there's actually another fruit which belongs on this list, another fruit or vegetable. When it comes to these four items, three we know, the fourth is as yet unknown, halachah l'mishum esinai, hu makabel halachah l'mishum esinai, that there will be a concern of zugos. So it applies strictly to these items. U'mestapkalu l'rabbanon, however, the chacham were in doubt, ma'ini u'davar achar, what exactly is this davar achar? They were unsure as to its identity, and therefore, v'gazu rabbanon bekulu zugi. Chacham applied these zugis to all types of pairs and even numbers. Mishum davar achar, because of this unknown, we don't know which one it is. We don't know what the fourth item on that list was referring to, and therefore we apply to all matters of food and drink. Now, although the Gemara uses the word halachah l'mishum esinai, which sounds that zugis was something handed down from Moshe Mitzrayim, some maintain that that's the correct pshat, and others learn that it just means it's a clear-cut Kabbalah. We know this as a fact. It's not something of logic, of reason. This is the Messias. This is the fact that the spiritual powers in this world were empowered when it comes to these things. Because otherwise, why does Tosis and Yuma and many other Mefarshim Rishayim explain that Bizman Azeh, we're not concerned about Zugais, if it's something absolute, Halach L'Mishim Yisina, then it should be for all times. Apparently, the Gemara simply means it's as clear and is equated to Halach L'Mishim Yisina. Continues the Gemara. V'hoda Amar, now this that we said earlier, Asoro, Tmanyo, Shita, Arbo, Ein Bo'em Mishim Zugi. When it comes to specific numbers, 10, 8, 6, 4, there will be no concern of zugos. Lo yamorn elein mazikin. The Rashbam already pointed this out before. It's only with regard to mazikin. Aval inin kshafim, but when it comes to kishon, afilu tuvan amichashin, even when it comes to these numbers, we're choshesh. So in a place where there are these women who are mechashvos that are present, we want to be careful even when it comes to those numbers 10, 8, 6, and 4. Apparently Kishav is stronger, perhaps because it's generated by man, and not simply the evil forces of Teva. As we're going to see in the following story, Kihot Ahud Gav, as we see in the story of this fellow, the Gar Shalit Visu, he divorced his wife. Ozel Insebo Lichanva, so she went and remarried to a shopkeeper. Shopkeeper had some wine, where he used to serve his guests. It was a grocery with a bar combined. Now every day this man, former husband, would go into the chanos and drink some wine. His former wife attempted to arrange some kish of him to do him harm. And she couldn't have an effect on him, mishum davim is dar benafshi bezuga, because he was careful not to arrive at an equal number. He had one glass, three, five, maybe seven, never got to the zugais. Yoy machad, however, one day it so happens, ishti tuva, he drank just a bit too much, and he lost track. He didn't realize where he was holding at shitzer until number 16. Until the 16th drink, he was still able to hold his bearings, have it sail. He still had clarity and he figured the numbers. Vizdar benafshe, and he was careful. Mekan ve'elach, but past 16, he lost it. Love it sail. He no longer had his clarity, vizdar benafshe, and was no longer careful. Ah, pikte bezuga. And this allowed her to arrange things in a way that he left the store having drunk zugais, an even amount of drinks. Now, she can have an effect on him. And she arranged the kishuf, and look what happened, kiyava ozel, as he was walking. Gaspe ha'utaya, taya generally a term referring to a Yishmaeli, some type of Arab, and this Yishmaeli encountered this man. Gaspi Avotai, he met this man, Amrele, and he said to him, Agavra Katila, who does Allah? I see a dead man walking here. He realized that this man is critical. Ozel Chavke Ledikla, this man who now was in a state of extreme weakness, went over to the closest palm tree, Chavke, embraced the tree, fell on the tree. Tzavach, or Tzava, Dikla, the tree dried up. Upakahu, and the man burst. So the Kishav effect was transferred onto the tree as well, and it dried up. It lost its source of life. It turned from a living being to a doimim, to an inanimate object. In any case, we see that Kishav is very powerful. And based on this, the Gemara tells us that when it comes to Kishav, any number, even 10, 8, 6, 4, can be affected by Zugais. Continues Gemara, Amar Rav Avira, he told us the following, Ka'arais v'kikrais. If one has doubles, he has a dish, some type of food, cooked food, and another bowl of the same. So he had a double portion, v'kikrais, or two loaves of bread. Ein b'hem mishum zugais. The concept of zugais doesn't apply. Why? Klola demilsa. This is the rule of thumb. Kol sheh gemara b'deyada. Something which is man-made. Ein b'hem mishum zugais. Zugais doesn't apply. For instance, this loaf of bread, which was created by man, at least produced, processed by man, same thing regarding a cooked dish. Zugais doesn't apply. Gemara b'deyshamayim. When it comes to something which is a natural existence, a fruit, a vegetable, b'mili mine d'meichel chashinan. When it comes to all types of foodstuffs, we are choshish, fruit, a vegetable, things which are natural occurrences. Now the obvious kashir is, so why this whole concern with kaisis, drinks, which are certainly man-made? A cup of wine is produced by man. It's not gomer b'dei shemayim. The Tosfos Rid asks this kasha. He says like this: even a glass of wine is considered something natural b'dei shemayim, because the source fruit, the grape from which wine was produced, was edible as is. Now, although it's been elevated to a higher level, we make a special bracha by Priya Gafen, but it's still coming from that source fruit, the Geffen, which is min hashamayim, and that's why we're concerned about kaisis shel yayin as well. Now it appears that the koyach of the ruchos shedim are attracted by and have influence on things which are b'dei shamayim, heavenly made, which are natural occurrences, because something which was processed by man, it appears that it disrupts their connection. They can't relate to it, and they can't have an influence over it. So again, only something which is gomer b'dei shamayim poses a concern, and the Gemara earlier tells us it's actually only specific to a few things: eggs, nuts, kishuin, and one more item on that list which we don't know what it is. And that's what the Chacham is concerned with all matters of food, particularly drinks, as we discussed throughout the sukkah. Continues the Gemara, Chanus, drinking wine in a shop, Ein behen mishum zugois, there's no concern of zugois. In the first pshat, the Rashbam explains, he had a drink in one shop, went over to the next shop to have a second, they don't connect, they don't combine, it's not considered in one sitting, it's not considered zugois. Nimlech, likewise, if he changed his mind, he had one drink, then decide, you know what, another one for the road, Ein behen mishum zugois, there's no concern of zugois, because it's not considered one experience. Likewise, an oirach, a guest, ein bo mishum zugois, even if he has two drinks, there's no zugois, because, as Rashbam says, how would he know that he's going to have another drink? It's not within his control. It's not considered one set. Isha, ein bo mishum zugois, and Isha as well, because she's not kavua to drink. It's not the derech of Avnashim to drink wine. Therefore, one cup, another cup, they don't really combine. It's not considered a kvius. It's not considered one experience of duality. vi isha chashuva chashina, but if she's an isha chashuva, in which case it is her derech to drink, in that case v'choshesh, for zugois, she has a equal amount of drinks. Amar avchina braid Rabbi Yeshua, ispargus. This is a remedial drink made from cabbage and wine, which they would drink in the morning before mealtime. Now, since this ispargus is a refuah and was endowed from heaven with powers to undo illness and to counteract these evil forces, it could only have a good effect. Mitztaref l'toiva. It could only combine to do good. Suppose he had two drinks and then he added the ispargus as the third. That gives him an odd number and he's safe from the mazikim. Ve'in mitztaref l'roa, but it doesn't combine to do bad. Suppose he had four drinks in total, with one of them being the asparagus. It doesn't count, because the asparagus can only have a good effect, and it's as though he only had three drinks. We don't take the asparagus into account. Amar avina b'shmei de rabba. Zugi l'chumra. Suppose he has a suffolk where he's holding. Did he have two drinks or three drinks? What should he do? L'chumra, add a third one. Because just in case he's holding at an even number, this will turn into an odd number. Now suppose he's already at odd. Now he'll turn into an even number. So what's the point of adding, says the Rashbam, because it's like Nimlach. It's as though he changed his mind. It wasn't really part of the same sequence. His intention is only to add this on account, on condition if he needs it. So if it's to his benefit, it will help him. But otherwise, it will not count as part of the sequence. So if he had an even number, this will turn into an odd number. But if he had an odd number to begin with, this won't change the equation, won't put him in danger. V'amrile, and somehow a different version of Rava, zugi l'kula. When he has a suffolk about zugis, l'kula, be lean, just let it be. Don't add. Because just in case he's holding it odd, he'll turn it into an even. Now, suppose he's at an even number, why shouldn't he add? Because just disregard the mazikim, as we learned earlier, the less credence you give to them, the less you're affected. Just let it be, disregard it, and you'll be safe. Continues the Gemara, Amar Rav Yosef. Trei de chamra v'chad de shichr. Suppose he had two drinks of wine and one of beer. Loi mitztarif. It doesn't combine. Why? Because beer is a lower grade drink than wine and cannot influence, cannot undo the effect of the double drink of wine. However, trei de shichr. If he had two drinks of beer, v'chad de chamra, the third one being wine, mitztarif. They combine to give him a total of three, because wine is a higher quality drink and can connect to beer and undo the effect of beer. Meaning, it connects and gives us a total of three. V'simanech, and a similar concept we find elsewhere. Zeklal kol mechuber loy. We know that there are various types of materials with respect to the halacha of tum. The more chashev the material is, the less you need of it. The higher the quality, the less the quantity is needed to be mekabel tumah. So if it's just a piece of material, real material, three etzbois, three finger widths, by three finger widths is considered a sheer beged. If it's a low grade material, like a sack, like a mat, you need an even larger piece for it to be considered royal lekabel tumah, to be considered something of significance. Suppose he has just a portion of the shear of one variety. He'd like to add a piece of the other material. Can he do that? Zaklal. This is the rule. Kol ha-mechubale, anything connected to him, it depends. Min ha-chomer mimenu tami. If he connected something which is more stringent and severe, something which is higher grade material, more chomer, more stringent, meaning that is higher material, and over there, when it has less, it needs less to mekabel tumah. So that denotes its importance and its prominence. If he connects a piece of that material to the lower grade material, tumah, this gives him a full shear, and it's mekabel tumah. However, min hakal mimenu tar, should he take a lower grade material, which is kal, more lenient, which means that low grade material needs much more in quality to enable to be mekabel tumah. So he takes a piece of that low quality material and attaches it to something higher. Tar. He doesn't arrive at a shear by doing so, because you cannot connect something low grade to be a mashlim, to complete the shear of something higher. And a similar concept we mentioned here by Zugais. Wine can combine, wine is a higher grade drink than beer. It can relate to beer and attach itself to the beer and change the equation, change the number, the total number. But beer, which is lower grade, cannot affect the drinking of wine. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav. A similar concept regarding two and one. Trei kamatak. You see, they would drink before the meal, which was as like an appetizer, during the meal, and after the meal. Suppose he had two drinks, kama taka, taka was the table, before they delivered his table, it's their personal tables, before the meal, he had two drinks, v'chada taka. And the third one, during mealtime, with his table, mitzdarfi. They combine, which gives him a total of three, nothing to worry about. However, chad mi kama taka, or if he had one prior to the meal, with three taka and two during mealtime, now mealtime drinks are considered more prominent, have more significance, more chashivas than the pre-meal drink. So in this case, when he had one before and two during the meal, why mitzdarif? The one that he had before the meal is not mitzdarif to the double drink during the meal because they stand higher than him. Mealtime drinks are considered more chashiv. And therefore the one before the meal cannot influence and mitigate the effect of the double drink which occurred during mealtime. However, in the first case where it was two before the meal and one during the meal, since mealtime is more chashiv, that one will go ahead and influence the double drink that he had before the meal, which is in line with the concept mentioned in the Gemara immediately before this Gemara. Maskevler of Mashash. Mashash didn't agree to this. What difference does it make if it's before or during? Atu anan litkuni taka kabi'in litkuni? Are we trying to fix the table? Trying to remedy the table? Is that the concern? The table is a player in the equation? Gavrabinan. We're trying to address our concern regarding the person, the drinker. Gavra kami taka vikoi. The person is in a state of remedy, meaning he had three drinks. What difference does it make if it was before or during the meal? Bottom line is, how many drinks did he have? Three? That's not sugais. We're not relating to the table. Yeah, the table only saw two drinks. So we got the person. He had three. Apparently, Rav Mashashi holds that it's considered in one sitting. The appetizer, the meal, it's all one experience. Elam Rav Mashashi. In the following case, all will agree there's a concern. The kuliyam, all will agree that during and after the meal don't combine. Triya taka, a double drink during the meal. V'chad l'basar taka, and the final and third one after the table has been taken away, after the meal. That's already past the meal. Loy mitzdarfi, they don't combine. Kahi masa, the Rabbi Bar Nachmeni, as we find in the story, mentioned the Gemara in Bar Metzia, Rabbi Nachmeni visited this bar, and there was an emissary of the king was actually pursuing him. They gave him a double drink and his face turned around. He was harmed on account of zugais. And Rabbi told him, look, bring back the table and give him a third drink. Apparently, to give him a third, you have to bring it back to the table because post-meal drinking doesn't combine with mid-meal drinks. So pre and during meal do combine, but meal and post don't combine. Omar vidam ha-shmol, kol ha-mazog mitzdarif. All types of diluted drinks will combine with each other, even if it's diluted wine. Then the next glass was a different type of drink which was diluted. Mazug is mazug is mazug. Diluted is considered one min and considered one experience to create zugas. Chutz min ha'mayim, except for diluted water. No such thing as diluting water. It's not called mazug, even if it's hot with cold. That's not really considered mazug. And will not combine with the other diluted drinks. Rabbi Yechon Amar, afilu mayim, even water will be considered mazuk. Amar Rav Papa lo yamar. Even according to Rabbi Yechon, maintains that diluted water is considered mazuk. That's only concerned elo chamimi ligoy kriri, if he poured hot water into cold water, or kriri ligoy chamimi, or cold into hot. Aval chamimi ligoy chamimi. But if he poured hot into hot, or kriri ligoy kriri, cold into cold, lo, there's no concern. That's not really considered a concoction. He hasn't really created anything. That's not considered diluted. A diluted drink, and doesn't relate to the other types of diluted drinks such as wine, etc. Okay, time for a brief chazara. We learned about zugais, which the Gemara says applies to things which are natural phenomena, gemara b'dei shemayim, such as Beitzim, Egoizim, Kishun, and one more item on the list, which was as yet unidentified. The Chacham were concerned about all things which were Bidei Shemayim, such as a glass of wine. The concept is don't drink or eat these things with a number of zugais, with an equal number, if it is in one experience, in one sitting, without a hefsek in between. We learned that as the generations proceeded, the koyach of the zugais and the ruchais that accompanied the zugais diminished, and as a general rule, the Gemara tells us, a person doesn't avail himself to their powers, he's less susceptible. The loy kapit, loy kapti bade. Hatzlacha rabban, all the best.